for our purposes, the most important thing that we took out of the Kelayim Sugya is that a mechitza, because again, that's what we were trying to define, right? Hashutvin sherotzu lasos mechitza. What does mechitza mean? So at this point, we're assuming because let's just read the Gemara back inside from the beginning and Bezum et Alf again, just to kind of get the full context. So savruha, my mechitza, what is a mechitza? Aguda. It's a wall. Kedisanya. And again, wall at this point just means some sort of physical separation as opposed to just merely meaning that we're splitting it up. So my mechitza, aguda, kedisanya, mechitza zakerem shenifritza, omer lo gadar. That if you have a mechitza and a kerem, that we said there's a tfua which is next to it, and they're going to be intermingling, and we don't want that to happen, lest they aser each other, then you tell him that he has to build it. Now, obviously, we're talking about something physical, right? There's something which is there, whether it's the same type of wall and all the ingredients of the Mishnah. Okay, not necessarily, but it certainly is a wall. Nifritza omer lo gador, nisyai shemenu velo gadra harei zekidesh v'chai v'achrayusa. Okay. So those are technical details within Kelayim. Now that we proved that a mechitz shiratzu lasos mechitza means to build a wall. So now says the Gemara. The Gemara is medayik. Taima, the only reason why they're building the wall is because diratzu, because they wanted to. How do we know that? That's what it says in the Mishnah, right? It says, Ashutvin sheratzu lasos mechitza. They wanted to. Oh, so taima deratzu, it's only true because they wanted to. Halo ratzu. But if they did not want to, ein mechayvin oso. You're not going to be able to force the building of a mechitza. You're not going to force the building of a mechitza. Oh, what's the chiddush of that? Alma, Hezek Ri Alav Shimei Hezek. It must be that Hezek Ri is not considered to be a valid form of Hezek. Right? Because again, only if Ratsu, that's the key word at this point, right? If they want to. If they don't want to, then you don't have to. If it was true that there's some sort of real damage taking place, then the chora you should be able to force. It should not depend on ratzu. Therefore, hezek ria is not considered to be hezek. What is this hezek ria? Says Rashi. The time of deratzu, and the reason why it's going to be built is time of deratzu livnos koso. That's why it is. Is because they wanted to build the wall. Midas shneim who? Dechayve chachamim sheyivnu bein shneim. That once they wanted it, then the chachamim required them to build it in between them. Ule kaman parach, and we're going to ask later on, kisheratzu mayhave, who cares if they just wanted to? Lehadribehu. Let him be chozer, let him change his mind. Right? Because again, obviously, the significance of what we have to just keep in mind, right? The Mishnah has to be teaching me some sort of chiddush, right? So if it's hashutvin sheratzu lasos mechitza, bonus hakosa b'emtza, if they wanted to build it and they're just building it, then there's no chiddush, right? What's the chiddush? If we are two neighbors and we decide that we want to build a wall, so let's build a wall. I don't need a Mishnah for that. Right, so it must be that the Mishnah is teaching me something that I would not have known otherwise. We have several options what that might be. It could be the building material, right? But I mean, one more step back. Meaning it has to be that at this point, there's some sort of dispute between them. Because if they're agreeing, then we don't need a Mishnah, right? Because then they're just simply doing what they decided to do together. So it has to be that they agreed on something, but now there's some sort of disagreement. So it could be a disagreement about location. It could be a disagreement about material. It could be one of them doesn't want to build anymore. I changed my mind. And yet, you have to build a kosel ba'emtza. So again, that all of that the Gemara is going to try to flesh out for us later. But clearly the Mishnah has to be teaching me that there's something that somebody doesn't want to do. Because if that was not the case, then just do it. Your neighbors. Figure it out. So the Gemara is going to ask, "Gemara bar kesheratzu mayhave." Who cares if they disagreed? Lehadre behu. He shouldn't be able to force them. He should be able to be chozer. If I no longer want to do it, and it was only being built because, again, this hezekri is not shmei hezek. It's not considered to be hezek. So the only reason that we have to build a kosel in between is because we agreed to do it. Now I'm not agreeing to do it anymore. How come I can't be chozer? Oh, there must be. The Gemara is going to ask that. But if they did not agree, Shehaya Echad Omer Dayo Lechalka B'Masifa Shehaya Seidos Eitzim Tekuim Baris Nemuchim Lo Kaifinan Lei. But if they did not agree, one of them just says, I just want to build some sort of Masifas, we'll see as we go along, some sort of a weak partition, right? You say those eitzim, pegs of wood that are low, they're low kaifinan lay. Then we're not going to force that. We're not going to force that. Ve'ein ze yachalo marlo, eini chafetz shetira sakia. But one neighbor can't say, I don't want you to see what I am doing in my chatzar. Meaning, my taina to you is going to be, let's put up a wall. Now, if the only reason I want to put something up is to make sure that you all know where my property ends and your property begins, so then some sort of pegs is going to accomplish that. But if it's that I don't want you to see into my property, therefore you have to split a wall with me, that you can't say, because Hezek Riyah, Lav Shmei Hezek. That's what the Gemara is assuming. That's what the Gemara is assuming at this point. Oh. So what does that tell us? So Rashi seems to be giving us the beginnings of trying to define what Hezek Re'iyah is. We're not quite there yet. But if Hezek Re'iyah was Shmei Hezek, what would my taina be? Right? We're going to be medayik the opposite way from Rashi. If Rashi is saying that one person is claiming, I don't want you to look into my field and see what I'm doing, and therefore I'm going to want to force you to put up a wall, and the other guy can say, sorry, you don't have any right to that. It sounds like if I held Hezek Re'iyah is Shmei Hezek, then what would the taina be? Me not wanting you to see what I'm doing in my chatzar is a valid taina. Right? So the question is, why? What's the Hezek in that? So again, we're not quite there yet. But again, from the way that Rashi describes Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek, it should give us the beginnings of trying to figure out what Hezek Re'iyah is. Oh. So it says the Gemara. So again, so far we proved from Mechitza Sakarim that a Mechitza is a physical wall. Based on that, the Gemara is medayik, the fact that it's Ratzu to build the physical wall, that it must be that Hezek Re'iyah is not Shmei Hezek, because it's only because of Ratzu, says the Gemara. Ve'ema mechitza plukta. Why don't we say that a mechitza means a plukta? Kidichsiv v'tihi mechitza sa'eda. As the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, that it was the mechitza sa'eda. What does that mean? That's the division of the spoils that they got. The division of the spoils that they got. So what does that mean? Says Rashi. Again, didn't we just say that a mechitza is a wall? So ve'ema mechitza plugta, what do you mean? We just said that it's not a plugta. Right? It's not just a division. We said that it's a wall. That's why we prove Mechitzas HaKerem. So if you look, actually, I think I forgot to put it on, but if you look at Tosfos, V'eima Mai Mechitza Plugta, Tosfos says, Mefarish Ri, Mishum Da'alosh and Guda Yesh Kama Kushios K'deparach B'Samach. The Gemara's going to have a whole list of problems with assuming that a Mechitza is a Guda, is a wall. L'firach Dov L'farish Mechitza Plugta Ha'afakadu Chamaka Ha'afi Mechitza Guda. And therefore, we'd be willing to say that even though you're right, we do see from the case of Mechitza Zakarim Shenifritza that the word Mechitza is translated as a wall, but maybe here it doesn't. So meaning this is not a refutation, this is not a refutation to the proof that we brought earlier from Mechitza Zakarim that Mechitza there means wall. It does mean wall. And therefore it's logical that it means that everywhere. But the Gemara here is suggesting that maybe here it's different. Why does it not mean the same thing? Kachaza. If there weren't, it sounds like from Tosos that if there weren't the problems that the Gemara is going to raise later on, then maybe we wouldn't move in this direction. But once there are going to be problems later on, then we'll accept the fact that, you have a good raya. You have a good raya from Mechitza Zakarim Shenifritza from Kilayim. But that does not mean that it has to be that way in our context. That tells us what it means over there. Oh. So let's say that the Mechitza really means plugta. So now, that means to divide. Before we see Rashi, let's just see. So then how do you read it? So now, if that's the case, so now it's HaShutvin Sherotzu Lasos Mechitza, means Shutvin who want to divide. Right? Like dividing the spoils of Atim Mechatz HaSo'eda. So the first way of reading it was HaShutvin Sherotzu Lasos Mechitza. When you have partners who want to build a wall. Now it's, we don't want to build a wall, we want to divide. Meaning our partnership is an amorphous conglomerate of the piece of land that we own together. But we don't own any specific part. We don't own any specific part. And therefore it can be that now we're going to divide it. So now, how do you read the Mishnah? Says the Gemara. V'kevan deratzu, so what's deratzu? Since they want to divide, bonin es hakosel ba'al korcho. All they wanted to do was divide. So they would have been very happy putting up pegs in order to show, okay, this is your part, this is my part. Come along the Mishnah and says, no. Once you decided to divide your property, bonin es hakosel ba'al korcho. You build it against their will. Why would you do that? Alma hezek re'iya shmei hezek. Must be that hezek re'iya is considered to be hezek. Now these are, again, we'll see the rest of the Gemara shortly, but these are the two primary, very different ways of reading the same line of the Mishnah that will lead to opposite results. So again, option one is Ashutvin Sherotzu Lasos Mechitza, that if they want to build a wall, then Bonus Akosa B'emtza, then they have to build it with these materials in the middle, with those details, right? But Hezekri is not considered to be Hezek, so if they don't want to build a wall, even if they're dividing, they don't have to. The second way of reading the Gemara is suggesting right now, is that they want to divide. They have not divided yet. They want to divide. And now that they are dividing, they have to build a wall even if they don't want to. We'll refine that statement soon. Right? And what is the core issue that they're arguing about? Whether Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek or Hezek Re'iyah is not considered to be Hezek. What Hezek Re'iyah is and what the Machlokas is about, that we'll also have to understand. Good? Says Rashi, Plugta, Chalukas Chotzer, dividing of the courtyard, Shehushvu Daitam Lecholka, that they came to an agreement to divide it up. Ukigon, and now he's going to give us an example. Now this example is not readily understood by us, but it will be understood later. that there is a certain amount which is called a chotzer sheyesh ba din chalukah. Meaning, if we own a tiny, tiny property together, and I say I want to divide the property, it's going to be, at a certain point, it's going to be too small that it's not usable. That it's not usable. So I can't dissolve the shutfus in order to insist on dividing the property if the property is going to be too small. Because I never would have entered into it in such a case. But once it gets to be a certain size, and I'll still be able to use it, even though it's smaller, I can then force a chalukah. That's called Yesh Ba Din Chaluka. So says Rashi, Ukegon Shelo Hayabaches Amos Kadeloze, Kadeloze, She'eno Echad Yachaloka Vishaver the Choka. That they do not have 8 Amos, and they, which would be sufficient amount. Again, we'll have to get into the Din Chaluka a little bit more later. The Gemara is going to bring up the concept. But they don't have a sufficient amount, and therefore, if we would divide it, it would end up being too small for each one. And therefore, they can't insist. Can they agree to divide? Of course. Right? If they have a 2-amma chatzer, and they're each going to end up with 1 amma, but I'm so sick of you that I don't want to be a partner with you anymore, and as long as you agree... So why can't we divide? Of course we can divide. Oh. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a situation in which there is no din chaluka. Why? How does Rashi know that? How do you know we're not talking about 100 amma chatzer? Because if that was true, then we would not need ratzu. Ratzu is that they both agreed. If there's enough that there is sufficient space for both of us to be able to use it afterwards, then I can, as one partner, I can force the dissolving of the partnership, and I could say, I want my chatzer. And that's not considered to be a damage to you, because you'll still have a usable chatzer. So the case, which is based on ratzu, which is that key word at the beginning of the Mishnah, is only going to be in a case when it's Ein Ba Din Chalukah. Good? Says Rashi. Ulahaki Tani Sheratsu. That's why it says Sheratsu. Shekeva Sheratsu Lechoka. Since they wanted to divide it, Bonin Kosel Avonim Al Korcham. Then we insist that it has to be rocks. You can't just put pegs up. If you wouldn't have divided at all, then fine. But once you insisted that this has to be done, then v'imba echalomar efshi biyetzia zu, I can't afford this expense. Elamasivus ba'alma, I just want a very light division to make sure it's clear which part of the chutzner is now mine and which part is yours. Ein shomilo, we don't listen. Mishum hezek ri'ia, because of hezek ri'ia. Now, what else does that tell us about hezek ri'ia? Apparently, as long as the, whatever hezek ri'ia is, as long as they have a joint chatzer, it doesn't exist. Right? The Mishnah does not say that if it's large enough that you're not going to lose out, that if nobody wants to divide, that we don't, that we force a division. We don't force a division. We only force the division if one person wants to, or if there's a din chalukah, and if there's no din chalukah, if both of them want to. Right? So whatever hezek ri'ia is, does not concern us if they're not concerned. Right? I think so. So it seems from the Gemara, right? Anybody disagree? We're all on the same page? Okay. Super. So says the Gemara. Let's just see a little bit of the continuation of the Gemara in terms of these Habaminas, and then we'll try to understand this a little bit better with the Rishonim. So again, so now we have two different ways of reading the Gemara. The Gemara first said that the Mechitza means Kosel, and that teaches us that Hezek Ri'ia Lav Shmei Hezek. Then the Gemara suggests that maybe Mechitza means to divide, and Hezek Ri'ia is Shmei Hezek, says the Gemara, Ihachi. If it's true that mechitza means if it's true that machitza means to divide, hai sheratzu lasos machitza, when it says sheratzu lasos machitza, they wanted to build a machitza, sheratzu lachatzos mibash, they wanted to split in the, I don't know how grammatically you term that, but again, in the grammatical form that discusses the action, the verb as opposed to the noun. I want to build this structure. I want to build a thing. Sheratzu lachatzos is what I want to do to the property. And I want to divide it. Elamai, so must be. Guda. I'm sorry, I don't know. Elamai, guda, you're going to say that it means a wall. That also doesn't work so well. Bonin es akoso, bonin osomi boile. Right, one of those original questions that we put up on the board the first day. Why does it switch terms? And if it switches terms, and if there's no need to switch terms, why does it even repeat it at all? Right, bone no so, you built it. Oh. So the Gemara tries to answer. Itana oso, if it would have said bone no so, hava amina b'mesifas ba'alma. I would have thought that a Masifus is going to be enough. And even though that does not remove Hazik Re'iyah, I would have thought that is sufficient. Kamash Mala and Kosel. Therefore, it has to tell me Kosel. What's this Hava Mina? Zakt Rashi. Hava Mina b'Masifus. Ba'alma. I would have thought that our Mishnah, Mayri Masnisa, is talking about a Masifus. De'iunami Mechitzik. Or even a Masifus, this minimal division, can be called a mechitza. V'ratzu dekasaniya. When it says ratzu, that's going back a chaluka. That's going back on the dividing. U'kishein ba din chaluka, and we're talking about a case where there's no din chaluka. Kamash balan kosel, so it teaches me the wall. V'ratzu dekasaniya is mishum kosel di lo ratzu pagile mesifas. Without that, you would have done a mesifas, and therefore you would not know anything about hezek re'iya. You would not know anything about hezek re'iya. Good? So again, at this point in the Gemara, what is the Gemara assuming? Hezek Re'iya, Lav Shmei Hezek, right? Because the Gemara, at this point, accepted that Mechitza means a wall. The only Kasha was, why does it not say Oso? And to that, the Gemara responded that I might have made a mistake had the Gemara said that, and I might have thought that a Masifus Ba'alma is going to be sufficient. Good. Any questions? So far, so good. Okay. Question is what is Hezek Re'iya? What is Hezek Re'iya? And how do we understand the machlokas between the two? Right? Clearly there is a machlokas whether Hezek Re'iya is Shmei Hezek or not Shmei Hezek. So you have to understand what is Hezek Re'iya, and then why would one say that it is considered to be a valid form of damage, and why would one not? If the word Hezek, and again, this is not the kind of thing that we're going to solve in just a few minutes, but we have to get our minds working on this. If Hezek means to damage, what damage can there possibly be by looking at something? The Svara to say, well, it's annoying, but it's not categorized as a formal damage, seems to be a simple way of understanding this, but then you have to figure out why is it called damage, right? I think we will all agree that it's annoying to have people looking into your chatzar. I'm trying to do things there, the way Rashi describes it. But what's the issue whether that makes it a damage or not? So how would we possibly categorize it as a damage? So, l'chora, at this point, there are two possibilities. Because again, it needs to be some sort of hezek. It has to be a damage in order for anybody to say hezek reishmei hezek. So what is the damage? So one possibility One possibility is like what, by you looking in, I'm not going to do certain things in my chatzer that I would otherwise do. Right? There are certain private activities that I'm not going to do in my chatzer because you are looking at me. And therefore, by you looking at me, you are limiting my usage of my property. And that, by definition, decreases the monetary value that I am getting out of my chatzer. So meaning if we had to, one possibility is if we had to categorize it, what is hezek re'iyah? It's a hezek to my mammon. You're not damaging me, you're damaging my chatzer. Is there a physical? No, it's not a physical damage. But my inability to maximize the money that I put into my chatzer means that you are preventing me. Again, is it a grama? And that might be an important point. Yeah, it's probably indirect, right? You didn't go and burn or dig up my field, but you lessen the value of my field by making sure that I can't use it in that way. That's one possibility. The other possibility is you staring at me makes me uncomfortable. And that tsa'ar that you are causing me is a tsa'ar haguf. It's a physical pain that bothers me. And that is what hezek re'iyah is. Now again, it's two different worlds, right? We've basically broken it down. One possibility is that it's a hezek of mammon to my money. And one is that it's a hezek to my guf. Now, we can understand, or at least begin to understand, why some would agree and some would not, because it's not the normal categories of either. Right? A hezek to my body usually involves not just pain, but some sort of physical, you know, contact. You know, beyond just giri delay. Right? Something. And damage to my money usually involves actual destruction. So we can begin to understand why there would be a machlokas about this, because it's not the normal usage. But again, I think conceptually, there are two different worlds in which we could view this hezek, based on the categories of hezek that we already know. File that, I guess we call it that chakira, those two possibilities away, and we're going to see as we go through the sugya, and as we see the way the Rishonim understand different points, that there are different details of the sugya that will be clearer depending on which way you learn. And we'll have to see how neatly the Rishonim and the Gemara, and again, as is often the case when you have a chakira like this, you know, sometimes there's really a little bit of both. And the question is, which is the primary? Which is the similar to the svara that we said last week in terms of mechila? In terms of the din of asking mechila, with the Chavetz Chaim and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, so we said that there's two possibilities. One possibility is that the mechila is about having to go through that stage of embarrassing myself to ask, and the other one is repairing the relationship. But the truth is both, as we said then, both of them could be true, but the question is which is the primary aspect, and that's going to have its impact. So let's see a little bit of the Rishonim, and again, we'll start seeing how this thinking reflects itself on what some of the nafkaminas might be. So let's start with the Rashba. Hopefully some of you had it. I'm sorry, I didn't think in advance to send it out. I will be another, try to be a little bit more on top of that on our Zoom days going forward. So it says the Rashba as follows. And most of these Rishonim that I cited are really dealing with the same issue, which is a kasha that the Rif asks. Says the Rashba. Says the Rashba. Alma hezek ria lav shmei hezek. So going back on the top of our Gemara, which is the proof that hezek ria is not shmei hezek. How do we prove it again? Is because the only time there's a din of building a kosel is when they first agreed to put a structure there. Then we tell them what it has to be. But if they wouldn't have agreed to build a wall, they wouldn't have had to. Hiksha Rava Fasi b'tshuvosav. So the riff, not in the back of our Gemara, but the riff in the tshuva says, I don't understand. I don't understand. Again, the Gemara is trying to make to prove Hezer Gidlash Mezik. If you want to prove something, it has to be that it's solid. That you don't have an alternative explanation of what's going on. So he says, Minalon mehacha de Hezekri alash mehezek. How do you prove from here that Hezekri is not called Hezek? Dilma shmehezek. Maybe really Hezekri is Hezek. Okay, so then why does it depend on Ratsu? Vehacha b'mayaskinan b'de achzuk hanach shutvi l'meidar levo below machitza levosar de polig. The riff raises a very interesting concept. We hinted to this concept a few days ago, but the riff spells it out here, and this is going to be an important point. How do we know that the situation is not one in which they divided, but in which they've decided, basically, to live in a constant state of being mazik each other beri'iyah? And now one of them wants to change the status quo. So maybe Hezek, really Hezek Re'iya is Shmei Hezek. Aye, why does it depend on Ratsu? Because we've already implicitly agreed to live together in a state of Hezek Re'iya. And now you are trying to shift the status quo. You're trying to shift this to the status quo. So again, so maybe your Hezek Re'iya really is Hezek. And the Mishnah is dealing with the case where they already have a chazakah that they've been living for a long time without a mechitza, even post-division. Post-division. They've divided. Aye, we said they divided. Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek, they have to put up a wall. Well, they didn't. They didn't. Interesting. Interesting, right? That gets us thinking now. If they're damaging each other constantly, is that a relationship that halacha recognizes as being okay? And that if one wants to switch from it, that's problematic? Meaning, if we're doing something wrong constantly, and then one of us decides, oh, well, we've been doing it wrong, and now one of us wants to switch and do what's proper, I can't do what's proper? Why not? You know, it's like, I don't know, we never... you know, it's like a shul that thinks that you never say tachanun at mincha. Never say tachanun at mincha. Then they realize that shalok halacha. Okay, but that's what we do. We have a chazaka, so we're stuck. We can't switch. What do you mean? You can always switch to do the right thing. What's the flip side? The flip side is that maybe there's an element of whether we want to call it mechila, but meaning this is a type of damage where it's a relationship between me and you. And if we have decided, if I've already decided that I am not makpid on the Hezek Re'iya, then maybe I've waived my right. Maybe I've waived my right to it. Now, does that work better with one of the two understandings is an interesting question. Right? Does it depend? We'll have to see. Says the Rashba.
Now,
what's the Rashba's answer? And the Rashba's answer is that to the Rif's Kasha. Again, what was the Rif's Kasha? The Rif's Kasha is, how can you prove from this that Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek? Maybe it's Hezek Re'iya. I'm sorry, how can you prove this that Hezek Re'iya Lav Shmei Hezek? Lav Shmei Hezek. Maybe the reason that you need Ratsu is because Hezek Re'iya is Shmei Hezek, but they already lived together for a long time, not being makpid. So says the Rashba Svara, that says this damage is constant. For something which is constant, I might not have been makpid yesterday, I'm makpid today. And just because it didn't bother me once, doesn't mean that I can't change my mind. Oh. The Ramban asks the same kasha. Says the Ramban. Kasha the Rabbeinu Agadol. The Brit Zagal Fasizal. Rabbeinu Agadol, the Rif asks this question. Minole de Mishum Hezek Kriya Lo Shemei Hezek. Who? I don't know the reason is because Hezek Kriya is not Hezek. What is this singing to? They didn't put up a makia. Nobody seems to care. You lose your right. That's the Rif's answer. What was the Rif's answer to the question? I'm sorry. Let's go back to the Rash. Let's finish up in the Ramban. Says the Ramban, who provided the lesser kushya. There's no question. The yachin my kamash masnis al karcha lahachi gasani ratzu in lo ratzu lo. Hashem hezek vila hashem hezek. Miu savre svare the rabbeinu zal salkahi umashesh of talmidor of Yehosef zal mehadistan chalona mitzri in lo chazaka litzuri yesh lo chazaka lo kasha. Let's skip that for a moment. So again, he says that the Rif understands that if it didn't bother me at one point, it can bother me now. If we go back to the Rashba brings another answer. And the Rashba brings an answer, and he says, "The efshel ukmin lasnisim b'da'achzuk." Again, if you guys don't have it and you want it afterwards, just let me know. I'll send you a picture of it. That if you can't say the mishnah in a case of chazaka, the kol shezen nizok v'zen nizok ein lahem chazaka. That's Sarah. If they are both being mazik each other, then there is no chazaka. If I'm being mazik you, and you don't do anything about it, then you lose your right. But as long as we're being mazik each other, then we don't get any chazaka out of it. What's pshat? This is a very interesting idea. The chazaka mikoach mechoak asyav.
Quotes that from the Ravid.
Says like this. This is going to be something which is going to be important when Amir Tashem get to the third parak much later in the year. Says like this. Why does chazaka work? Why would I think that chazaka works? That it's been like this for a long time, and therefore the status quo remains. Why should that be true? It says the reason that that's true is because when I see something going on and I have the ability to protest or make a machah, and I don't, that shows that I am okay with it. And then you can't do anything about it anymore. But that's only true if I have nothing to lose by protesting. Says the Ravid, but if we're both doing it to each other, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to protest that you're causing trouble. You're going to say, well, you're doing the same thing to me. And then you're going to force me to put up, right? If the Hezekiah theory was only going in one direction, then it would only be the responsible the person who's being mazik to lay out some money and to take care of the situation. But as long as it's happening in both, I don't want to say anything, because if I say something, then you're going to say something, then I'm going to lose out, you're going to lose out. So I have a reason to remain quiet. If I then choose that I want to say something, I have not waived my right. But why is this point important? Because fundamentally, Hezek Re'iyah, according to the Ravid, is okay to be mochel. Right, that was the last line that he said. What was the lashon again? Avo ba'alma efshad yesh chazaka af lehezek re'iyah. You can have a chazaka when it comes to hezek re'iyah. You can have chazaka when it comes to hezek re'iyah. That's interesting, right? Because we're not sure, we don't know yet, when it comes to other types of damages, is there such thing as a chazaka? I've been damaging you for so long, you can't say anything about it. Every day when I walk down the street, I punch you in the face and you haven't said anything 3 times. Can't do anything anymore. Hard to imagine. So again, obviously we can draw some distinctions, but we're going to have to figure that out. But again, according to what the Rif himself says, it sounds like Hezek Re'iyah is not subject to, is never going to be subject to any sort of mechila. Why? Because since it's constant, I can change my mind and I can just decide, I had enough. This isn't something from the past. This is something which bothers me every single time I go out. If you encroached once on my chatzer and I didn't say anything and you left the fence there, okay. So it doesn't change constantly and I didn't say anything, I lose out. But every time I go out and you're looking in, that's a new hezek. It's a new hezek. And therefore, I can maintain my right to protest. That's what the Ramban quotes from the Rif. That would imply that hezek re'iyah is never subject. Now that might not be because it can't be. It might just be a technical point. But again, that is true. Masha ain't gain, according to the way that the Ravid understood. According to the way the Ravid understood, fundamentally it is subject to mechila. However, that's only if I can't justify why I kept my mouth shut. But if I could keep my mouth shut because I don't want you to have to mechayev me, so then I'm okay. Then I'm okay. Good? Again, we don't know yet fully, does this fit neatly into any of the two tzad that we said? But again, it's the beginnings of some of the questions that we have to explore. If you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, so the Shita Mekubetzes says, right, and you're commenting on this, what the Ravid just said, right? Ulaikar Kushyan Tirita Ravid Vizela Shonala Melsahi Shilo Nikres Chazaka Elabizman Shechar Mazik Vechar Nizok Vechar Nana Vechar Chaser. Again, it just spells out the Ravid a little bit more clearly than the way that it was quoted till now. Right? It's only if one gains and one loses. Avashnaim Shom Nubashuta Zenana Zenana Zenizok Zenuk Ein Kan Chazaka. If it's either both detrimental or beneficial, there's no chazaka. Sheikhom lamar babur shata sovel as nizki, and he says, I'll suck it up because I want you to. If you have brothers that didn't do the dividing of the Yerusha right away, it was like this for 3 years, that's a chazaka. They can never divide. I want to use all the house. That's what he quotes in the Ravid. Then he says, then he quotes the similar thinking from the Ran as well. So again, that just it fleshes out the Ravid a bit more clearly. And the question that we're going to have to now address is this the same thing, right? Is a chazaka the same thing as a mechila? And should mechila work here? And does mechila work in general when it comes to hezek? Or is this a different type of animal? And does it depend on whether it's going to be to the guf or to the chatzar? That Emirat Hashem we'll have to see. I don't want to start that. I don't think we're going to be able to finish that point today.